The Divrei Torah this evening, Goel Nishmas, Miriam Bas Shraga Feivel, Nisham Zahab, and Ali, and Bimel Tzioshe Kol, Kol Tzeta, V'Kol Yisrael.
Amen.
After the opening of the parsha, where we got the tzivui of lighting the Neros HaMarocha, the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, so after going through how it should be made and how it should be done, So the pasuk says Vayaskein Aaron amul pnei haMenorah hel naaseh kasher tzvi Hashem etz Moshe. Right, so Aaron did it. He actually lit the candles as Hashem commanded Moshe. So Rashi brings from Chazal, Vayaskein Aaron. Aaron did it. So Lahagit shvachol shel Aaron shloshina, to teach you the praise of Aaron. They did exactly what he was told, and he didn't deviate at all. He did the maisa menorah, the hadlokas menorah, exactly as the halacha prescribes. He's an Orthodox Jew, right? Lo yala al adas Aaron haKohen would be mishana. Why should he in any way? What is the hava mina to think that he would do something different about the mitzvah of hadlokas haMenorah? You have to, say it's praiseworthy. He did exactly what he was told, as any Orthodox Jew should, and nothing else would be expected. So, on the opening of the parsha, a very interesting verb is used: "Baha'aloscha es haneros," right? Make the neros rise up. So there's a lot of drushes on that, because it curves the hadlik asaneros, right? To light, and it just says as the flame ascends, so there's a lot of different drushes. Rashi's approach is, shete shalheves olem me'aleh, right? That they do it, light it until the flame rises by itself. The Medrash takes a different approach to understand why this verb is used, to raise up the candles. And it says, milashin aliyah, it's referring to Am Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of hadlokas neros hamarocha lahalos eschem pneumos, to raise us up. It raises up. It's referring to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is raised up when they light the candles, because it's considered to be a tremendous honor for Am Yisrael that we give light to He who created light. And there's a lot of midrashim in the beginning of the Medrash Rabbah in this week's parsha. It's recurrent that Lo tzivisi elo lahalos eschem, I gave you this commandment to raise you up, right? And again, going on in many different styles, that we give light to the creator of the universe, we give light to He who created light. So the question is like this, right? That, observation that we're serving the creator, and it's an amazing thing that He lacks nothing and He gave us everything, and we serve Him with the very stuff that He created and the very stuff that He gave us. You could say that about any mitzvah. And as a matter of fact, there is a Medrash Shochar Tov that brings the pasuk, Mihig Dimani Vashalim, whoever came before me that I have to pay. Meaning, whoever did the mitzvah of Pinyan HaBen before I gave him a son and I gave him money. Whoever did the mitzvah of Tzitzis before I gave him Arba Konfis and I gave him the money to buy the strings. I gave him the koch to cry the strings. The Chazal elsewhere point this out, that this is something very interesting about all mitzvahs, that we're serving God with what He gave us, and He doesn't need it anyway. So why is the Medrash in this week's parasha fascinated with the mitzvah of menorah more than any other mitzvah? This is true by any mitzvah. We're serving God who gave us whatever we're giving back to Him, and He doesn't need it. So why was the particular fascination that we give light to He who created light? This mitzvah in particular is called an aliyah. It's called that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us special honor that we give light to He who created light. Like I said, this argument can be made of any mitzvah that we do. The truth is like this. Regarding the idea that we get schar for our mitzvahs, even though the Ribono Shel Olam doesn't need our mitzvahs, so all the Sfarim have already dealt with the issue. And they say like this, the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam has to, obligates himself to give us reward for our mitzvahs is not a function of need. Right? If you contract someone to build you a house that you don't need, you still have to pay. You ask for someone for a glass of water, right, and you're not thirsty, but you told him to do it. Right? So the fact that he did it obligates you to pay, because he did it because on your say-so. The obligation to give schar is not predicated on that you needed the service. It's because you asked for the service. So even though the Ribon Shalom is, you know, lacks nothing and is of infinite power and infinite ability and, you know, everything is his anyway, the fact that he told us to do the mitzvahs and based on his say-so, we go ahead and do it, so he has to give us schar. Right? It's no different than contracting anyone to do any service for you. Because he obeyed your command, right? You are now obligated to follow through with whatever you promised him in return, because you told him to do it and he did it, whether you need it or not. The menorah is different. Right? You know, giving light. What does light represent? Right? Ribono Shel Olam created the world. Right? First thing he created was light. That's crazy. Well, why? If you build a house, when are you going to turn the lights on? You build a house, when do you turn the lights on? Right? It's finished. It's the last thing you do. Right? It's the last thing you do. Right. And when it came to Briyas Olam, the first thing that God created was light, and there was nothing to look at, right? Or Tzeisa Tov Avo, and there was no one to even look and observe. According to some Shittas, the Malachim were only created on the second day, right? And you know, so there's nothing to see, and there's no one to show it to. And nonetheless, the first thing he creates is light. What's up with that? Right. So the Maharal explains, right, that light is basically setting the tone for reality itself. How do you define reality? What's the definition of reality? That's a question that they ask in philosophy. What is reality? The Torah's position on what is reality is what the Ribono Shel Olam wanted to reveal to us. Reality is divine revelation. What the Ribono Shel Olam wanted to show, that's reality. Right, that's our definition of reality. What the Ribono Shel Olam wanted to show us. And that's why light is the first thing created, because the revelation, right, light to reveal, right, is the yesod, is the foundation of reality itself. The definition of reality is what the Ribono Shel Olam wanted to reveal to us. That's reality. And that's why, with this you can understand why Chazal say, suma chashuv kames, a blind person is considered to be as if dead in his own lifetime. You know, we spoke about this a little bit Shavuos night, right, that even though a suma is chayev in all mitzvahs, right, he's a bar das, right, but nonetheless, chashuv kames. Why? Because he's cut off from reality. He's out of the game. He's out of reality because reality is what Ribono Shel Olam wanted to display to us. Right? And the root of that is all in the Torah. Right? Everyone knows, Istako ba'oiraisa ubara alma. Right? So now, the very word that we quoted, oiraisa. That's called oiraisa. Yiloshen or. Or like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, kiner mitzvah, the Torah or. And the Torah itself is called light. When Hordas killed out all the Chachamim, right? So Baba Ben Buta was, you know, left alive, and Baba Ben Buta, you know, got Hordas to be Maharar B'tshuva. So Hordas asked Baba Ben Buta, what can I do as a tikkun for having killed the Chachamim? So he said to him, very thing. Ihu kava oro shel olam li'asek bar shalom. You extinguish the light of the world, so now do something that also restores the light of the world, which what the Eitzah was, right, to renovate the Beis HaMikdash. Right, so ihu kava oro shel olam shenemar ki nemetz v'torah or, right, you know, killing the Chachamim. Torah is light. So now renovate the Beis HaMikdash, says v'nor elav goyim rabim naharu elav. They will stream to him, but his Baba Ben Buta said, read it in the Aramaic, nahora, right? Light, right? And the Maharal explains in that Gemara, right, that mehechon nivrei saora, where was the, when Akarshu said yehi or, where did it first shoot out from? When Akarshu said yehi or, so it shot out from the Makom HaMikdash, from the Temple Mount is where the was the point of origin of light. Right? And that's what you go to the Temple Mount for. You go Aliyah Larego Liros es Pnei Adon Hashem, to see God, right? To see the Shekhinah. You bring in Olas Re'iyah. Right? So that's how the Beis HaMikdash was about seeing, right? As a common denominator with the Torah, and if the and the whole reality came from the Torah, it's all about what the Ribono Shel Olam wants to show us. It's about light. It's about what the Ribono Shel Olam wants to show us. Right? That being the case, what does it mean that we give light to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's already something above and beyond normative mitzvahs. Normative mitzvahs is service. So it makes no difference if he needs it or not. If he asks for it and you did it, he has to pay you. Like anytime you contract someone, you ask someone to do something for you, you have to now keep your end of the bargain whether you needed the service or not because you asked for him to do it. All right? Our giving light to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, means that now we determine what reality is. If light is the measure of reality, right? So what's amazing that we give light to God, and he's the creator of everything. He determines reality. He's the creator. Our giving him light, right, means the philosophical significance of that is that we are being kovea what reality is. Right? You know something. You know, things look differently under different lights. Right? I don't have to tell anyone here. Everyone's more better dressed than I am. You know, when you buy a suit, you know, walk outside for a second. See what it looks like in sunlight because the color, you know, under a filament bulb, under a fluorescent bulb, and under the wavelength of sunlight, it's different under every light, right? And that's the halacha also in Maris and things like that. We have to check by sunlight, right? You know, light is, you know, what determines reality. And like you say, to shed a new light on something is like a whole new perspective. It's a whole new reality. That's what we're dabbing for. Or chadash al tzion toyer. We want a new light. We want, you know, reality to refresh itself. So the gula, zman of the gula, when reality is like given a facelift, literally, it's called or chadash al tzion toyer. It's going to be a new light. We're going to see things in a new light. New light is equal to new reality. Am Yisrael giving a kodesh baruch hu light represents that we were licensed to create, right? To put a perspective, to put a spin on reality. And what's that? That's the Torah Shebaal Peh, right? The Torah Shebaal Peh, you know, the Amita Shel Torah, it goes lefi, the way Chazal understood, the way the Grand Sanhedrin on the Temple Mount, you know, understood the Torah, that becomes Amita Shel Torah. And even if you go up against God himself, everyone knows the famous story of, you know, Rav Loza ben Hurkanus and Chachamim, you know, about Tamar Shachnoi, and, you know, finally Rav Loza ben Hurkanus said, Min HaShemayim Yochichu. And Omad Rabbi Shua Raglov and says, Lo Bashamayim he, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do at that moment? You know, Tzachak V'omar Nitzchuni Bonai Nitzchuni Bonai, my kids beat me, right? Beat me in my own game because I gave them the Torah. And now Amita Shel Torah, right, is in the hands of Chazal. And that determines mamash the reality of Torah, that already Lo Bashamayim he, right? And, you know, how the Torah is to be understood is, you know, we're Kovea down here. And that's what the Neiros HaMaarocha, you know, allude to. They allude to the light of Torah Shebaal Peh, right? And that's, you know, the Goyin says this on the Pasuk, Kiner Mitzvah, the Torah Or, for a mitzvah is a candle, that's the Torah Shebaal Peh, candles. The Torah Or, and the Torah Shebechsav, is the natural light. And just like the natural light, sunlight comes top down from heaven towards earth, right? Candlelight goes bottom up, right? Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah Shebechsav. Torah Shebechsav is, you know, word of God that gets passed down through the Nevi'im. Torah Shebaal Peh, we got that. We got the fundaments of Torah Shebaal Peh that way also. But then we start creating with the Torah Shebaal Peh, and we start sending light back up. That's Bahalos Chasaneros. Raise up candlelight. Raise up the light of Torah Shebaal Peh is what the Neiros HaMaarocha allude to. Right, that it's our Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a license to create, a license to set the tone of reality. Right, that Amita Shel Torah, the Torah which is called light, will be lefi the Ner Mitzvah, the Mitzvah candle, which is the Torah Shebaal. These candles represent the light of the Torah Shebaal that goes from earth towards heaven, goes ba'aliyah, and that's the amazing honor of that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael, made them partners in reality, in determining reality. If you determine what the Torah really means, you really determine what reality itself is, because the whole reality follows the Torah and branches out from the Torah. And that's the fascination that there is, that Am Yisrael lights the Neiros HaMaarocha. It means that, you know, the reality of Torah is in our hands, the Or HaTorah. We generate the Or HaTorah. We give the perspective on Torah, right? You know, what the Torah really means. And that's a tremendous honor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us mamish partners in reality. The creator of reality made us partners in reality. But you just have to know the guidelines. And that's what it means. Vayas Kein Aaron, Lagit Shvach Sharon Shaloshina. Because, you know, the lighting of the candles is the license to create. You get sometimes carried away with that creativity. Right, you have to keep within bounds, and that's the Hagit Shvachos Shel Aaron Shloshina. Right, praiseworthy that even though the Neiros HaMaarocha, you know, symbolize our license to create, and to put a new perspective on Torah. I mean, a new perspective on Torah is a new perspective on reality itself, that Kivyochol Shamayim has to follow the way Bezin Shalmata Paskins, Imamish controls Sidro Shalom, but still, Lahagi Shvacho Shalom Shaloshina, can't go overboard with that license to create. You have to always be very conservative to say the smallest possible Chiddush, right? And to make sure it's within the, you know, the parameters of legitimate Gidrei Talmud Torah, whether it's the Drushas Shatar and Dreshbam, and all the other Gidorim of how to learn properly. Right, and that's the Shevach, Magishvach Shom Shaloshina, right, that with this license to create, still made sure to restrain himself and to just try to figure out what does God really want and not take that license and run away with it. And this is the next step in our development. We spoke last week, right? Shavuos, the Torah came down, right? Parshas Naso is about internalizing it. This is the next step in our metamorphosis, that after we internalize the Torah, as what we discussed in Parshas Naso, and after we've internalized it, now we send light back up. Balos HaNaroth, light that came originally from heaven to earth, we send Balos HaNaroth, we raise it back up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gets tremendous Nachas Ruach from that. Amen.